Chapter 8 Leaf It to Rainbow Dash. Applejack unfurled the large scroll and laid it on the grass so every pony could see it. All right now, Apples and Rainbow Dash, here's the plan. The map of the apple farm wasn't the most attractive, but it was perfectly to scale. Applejack knew Sweet Apple Acres better than any pony, and today she meant business. She pointed her hoof at two dotted lines that snaked their way through a maze of hastily scribbled trees. She placed four tiny pony figurines that looked like game pieces on the scroll. I've divided the remaining sections of farm between me, she pointed to the yellow dotted line, and put the Applejack figurine on it, and Big Mac. She pointed her hoof at the red line and put down a red pony figurine. We are the team captains, Apple Bloom and Rainbow Dash. You two will be our farm hooves. Anything we need, y'all help us with. Got it? She smiled wide. This plan was going to work so much better than the approach they'd taken yesterday. Got it! Shouted Apple Bloom. The filly grinned at Rainbow Dash, enchanted by the idea that the two of them had the same assignment. Probably imagining how her friend Scootaloo would be so jealous. Farm hoofs, hoof bump! Apple Bloom put her hoof out to Rainbow, who didn't return the greeting. Rainbow Dash? Applejack asked, eyebrows raised. You in? Rainbow Dash shrugged. She crossed her arms and leaned against a tree, nonchalantly.
I don't know, AJ.
Got a problem? Applejack asked with a hint of sass in her voice. Then spit it out.
The plan is okay and all, Rainbow Dash explained. It's just that I see myself as more of a lead pony than a wing pony, she shrugged.
A lead pony? Apple Bloom asked. What's that?
At Wonderbolt Academy, Rainbow Dash stuck her nose in the air, where I studied, the ponies are split into teams, and then the best pony gets to be in charge.
Rainbow trotted over and looked at the map.
I just think we could get all this done faster if I were the lead pony.
Here in Ponyville, she considered herself the top of the heap, but Rainbow Dash was failing to mention that she had actually been named as a wing pony to another Pegasus named Lightning Dust at Wonderbolt Academy. Apparently, she was still a little sore about the whole situation.
Hate to break it to you, Sugar Cube, Applejack said with a chuckle, but I'm pretty sure that Sweet Apple Acres is the one place in Equestria where I am most definitely, undeniably, more skilled than you.
Yep, said Big Mac, nodding.
Besides, said Applejack, leaning closer to her Pegasus friend, you offered to help me so we could win the award, remember?
You do bring up a good point, Rainbow Dash conceded.
She did want to help her friend, so her pride could be pushed aside for the day.
Can we at least get started then? Standing around looking at this piece of paper is boring.
Couldn't agree more, Applejack shouted.
Every pony ready for day two? Let's make this orchard the best in Equestria! Yeehaw!
Hours later, Applejack was starting to feel the burn. She and Rainbow had been working their muscles all day, bucking, pulling carts, and continuing to record each tree's output. The data was essential if they wanted to prove they had the best yield of any orchard. Applejack shaded her face and looked to the sky. She spotted a pale blue dot in the distance and followed it with her eyes. It was headed for a landing on the treetop right above her.
Apple power, activate!
Rainbow Dash shouted as she touched her hooves to the top, shaking the whole tree with all her might. The branches bowed and swayed. Three apples fell to the ground, shortly followed by a shower of leaves. Rainbow Dash flew to the ground, satisfied with the result. Applejack looked up at the naked tree. It only had a few leaves left.
Rainbow! Applejack reprimanded. That's not what I had in mind when I asked you to fly to the treetops and make sure there weren't any straggler apples still hanging on. Applejack picked up a hoofful of leaves and threw them up in the air for emphasis. Just look at this! A leaf landed on Rainbow Dash's head, and she batted it away.
It wasn't?
Rainbow Dash said, feigning innocence. Applejack narrowed her eyes. She suspected the pony had known exactly what she was doing. If there was a flourish to add or an extra mile to go, she'd do it. Normally, Applejack could respect that, but right now, it was mighty frustrating. This was not a time to mess around. Rainbow smiled.
At least it looked awesome. I want this place in tip-top shape for the best in equestria judges on Friday, Applejack said, and that includes keeping the leaves on the trees.
Oops, Rainbow Dash gave a nervous laugh. Her eyes darted over Applejack's shoulder.
Too late!
Applejack spun around to see that the trees behind them were almost entirely missing their leaves, too. It looked like the dead of winter, not early fall.
Think of it this way, Applejack.
Rainbow put her arm around her buddy.
I did you a major favor. Now only the strongest leaves are left. Survival of the leafiest.
Rainbow scratched under her chin and narrowed her eyes.
I think that famous Pegasus Darwing said that. I don't care if Princess Celestia said it. Just stop ruining the trees and help me, please.
Applejack trotted over to her map of the orchard. She moved the tiny figurines of herself and Rainbow around.
All right, I think the West Field needs some attention. Big Mac and Apple Bloom should be finishing up their assigned route by now.
She looked off into the distance, but couldn't see anything. She thought she saw a beige pony trot between the trees and hide. Who was that? She blinked a few times and looked again. Her tired eyes must have been playing tricks on her.
How about I go check on him?
Rainbow Dash grabbed the action figure of herself and held it up high. She made a series of sound effects as she brought the blue pony action figure back down to the map by twisting it into a barrel roll of death.
I'll be fast!
All right, then, Applejack nodded. Maybe it would be better to work alone for a spell of time anyway. Free of distractions, just the open fields, the fresh air, and her apples for companions.
Just be careful of the...
Rainbow shot off into the sky, a rainbow trail extending behind her. A tidal wave of leaves detached from their branches and billowed up in her wake. Applejack sighed and finished her sentence. Trees! Applejack was starting to remember why she had tried to buck all of Sweet Apple Acres on her own during one apple buck season. Sometimes help was more trouble than it was worth.